Good news. I've been trying to get Adrienne Hart from about 25 past 11. I think she was in a difficult area reception-wise, but hopefully she's on the end of the phone. Good morning, Adrienne. Are you there?
Hi, I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. Yay, we got to speak in the end.
Yes, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome. Now, you are producer and director of Mahayanika. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yes, Mahajanika. Difficult one.
Yeah, oh, you do say the J. But Mahajanika, yeah. A music and dance performance by Neon Dance. And it's based on a Buddhist myth. What is it, first of all?
It's a beautiful tale. It's about 2,500 years old, and it tells one of the lives of the Buddha before he becomes enlightened. So it's a tale around a journey of finding your true identity. So Mahajanika is born, and then he. Almost a typical mythical tale where he discovers he's actually a prince and claims his kingdom, wins a princess, only to then decide that that's not enough. And he renounces everything at the end of the story and goes into meditation, goes off into the Himalayas. And leaves everything behind after this great effort. And you find throughout Buddhist countries, particularly in Thailand, this tale told over temples. And one of the most famous scenes is the swimming scene, where he's swimming for 7 days and seven nights with no hope of finding any land. And he's rescued by a goddess. So this idea of great effort, even when there's no hope in sight, and then through that effort, something wonderful will come out of it at the end.
And it's a music and dance performance. So if people come along to, well, it's Camborne Library on Wednesday, Huntingdon Library on Thursday in the evening, what will they see?
So they will experience quite a unique setup, actually. We've got three wonderful artists that have travelled over from Bangkok in Thailand. A dancer, Pishek Kunchan, who plays the main role, Mahajanika, and two live instruments. So we've got the pi and also the gong circle, which is a beautiful instrument where the musician is sat in the center of it and playing all the way around. And then we've got the female character played by Camilla Davin. And so they will see it's very intense, beautiful duet between Pichette and Camilla, and then three live musicians playing a combination of traditional Thai and then also some modern electronica that's kind of been woven into the score by the composer and producer Sebastian Reynolds.
And do you need to understand the myth to enjoy the show?
Not at all. There are. We will also do a post-show talk where we will explain and unpack some of the story for those experiencing it. But we've just been performing it over two nights at the British Library as part of their exhibition on Buddhism. And it's been really interesting to see how much people can take from the story just through reading the dancers through their movement language and helped through the music as well. And one other element is that we also have some beautiful animation that's projected during the performance that helps tell the story.
Sounds a real spectacle and suitable for people of all ages, for kids as well?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Yeah, the projection's been created by a Bristol-based company called Sun and Moon Studios, and we've based it around shadow puppetry. So it's really a magical performance experience, very, very enchanting.
And some people who don't understand contemporary dance might be a little bit put off. It can scare some people. What would you say to them?
Absolutely, absolutely. So with something I'm really passionate about with my company is bringing in audiences that wouldn't normally choose to go and see a contemporary dance work. It's not a scary experience, I promise. and it's is essentially it's a story, and that's why we've taken it into library spaces. It's a beautiful, very old story, but actually is really relevant to today. This idea about finding inner peace and some of the struggles that everyone goes through in terms of their relationships. In this story, it's a relationship between a mother and son. The goddess part perhaps is a bit more unusual, but then eventually between husband and wife, and those kind of struggles and turmoils that are beautifully depicted through both the music and the dance.
And what kind of reaction have you had to it so far?
It's been really wonderful, actually. We were privileged to have the some individuals from the Thai embassy and the Thai ambassador come along last night, and he approved, so that was good. And so it's been a real mix of audiences that have come in to experience the work, and they've just really enjoyed discovering something they've never heard of before. These Jataka tales, this is just one of 500 or so tales, and they're in a way similar to Greek myths, and so there are many ways to connect with these stories. And it's been, people have said it's enchanting, imaginative, and fantastic feedback so far.
And you've been on tour with this. You're finishing the tour in Cambridgeshire this week. What next for this production?
Well, I just I've been having some interesting chats actually with the team about maybe we explore one of these other 500 Jatakas after this. But our ambition is to take it out to Thailand and to see if people that are familiar with the story already, what they think of our adaptation of the work and how we've woven Eastern and Western cultures and ideas. So our next step is to try and take it out to Asia.
And if people want to find out more about this and more about the work of Neon Dancer performing it, it's neondance.org is the website, and then / Mahajanaka if they want to find out about the production. Do you know if people can just turn up on the night?
Absolutely. People can turn up on the night. There's also, if they search the Library Presents, there's more information about other events alongside our own that are happening throughout Cambridgeshire. And just to say that music fans out there, Sebastian Reynolds, you can look up his website, which is just sebastianreynolds.co.uk, and he's released an EP of music from the soundtrack alongside some remixes. So there's plenty to search and find out about before coming to see and experience the work.
And a reminder, it's Camborne Library, 20th of November at 8:30, and the same time in the evening at Huntingdon Library, 21st of November.
Brilliant. Thank
and
you.
And lovely to talk. I'm glad we made it.
Absolutely, yes.
Nice to talk. No, don't worry. These are the things that happen. Good luck with the performances. Really, really nice to chat to you, Adrienne.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.